Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covering the Braves and MLB here for us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant, before we get to tonight's contest, let's take a look back and talk about what you saw from Spencer Strider. I thought his explanations of what's going on with him after the game, and I know you were there last night, were really in-depth. And my question is Spencer thinking too much about what's going on with him, his delivery, the shifting of the weight, all the stuff that he discussed? Is he just thinking about this too much?
I think so. I mean, in part, it's you like the candid nature of it. You can appreciate it, certainly. But just like all of us, Spencer Strider would much rather be talking about the results, garnering, you know, the results that the team needs, the personal results leading to the win, I guess is what I'm saying, to make a long story short. And he's just not getting it right now. And part of it is he's still in the process of rebuilding, I think, velocity and a good routine where he's starting every fifth day after having what amounts to roughly 13, 14 months of having to rehab and having to work through that. And I think you heard part of those comments that I thought was the most interesting is, like, look, I know I'm not out here practicing anymore. I mean, it's go out and get results, and I think he's still a work in progress. The Braves knew that, I think, coming along. Spencer Strider knows that coming along. I do believe that he will pick up some velocity as he goes, but more troubling than velocity not being 97, 98, 99 anymore is just pitch command, where he put those pitches. You have to give the Diamondbacks, I think, a great amount of credit as well. They had a plan, and they jumped all over him early in counts. They jumped on him in predictable counts. I mean, you had home runs on 0-2 pitches, on 3-0 pitches. It just seemed like they had a pretty good idea of what Spencer Strider was trying to do, and they worked it to their advantage. So part of that is there, but I think as much as anything, it's refining the command, it's repetition, and unfortunately, the only way you get that is to continue going out there every fifth day, even if you're not the finished product right now.
Yeah, Grant, I know that, and Carl and I spent some time on this. I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but like Steve Avery was never the same guy after 93. And I wonder, and I know that there's adjustments that can be made, and you can have a long-lasting MLB career, but 95-mile-an-hour stuff in the zone is going to be batting practice, as you said and he said. So how does he pivot if he can't be reliable with that slider? I mean, I think I asked you this yesterday. Is there anything Kranitz can do, anyone in the organization, to help him find a new path with what he's got available?
No, I mean, it's repetition. It really is, unfortunately, as simple as that. You just have to go out there and continue to work at it. Now, I can say on the behalf of Steve Avery that his big problem was the strike. He messed his arm up trying to get ready in 3 weeks, and that was really what derailed his career after 1994. But you know, putting that aside, I think that really for Strider, I mean, everybody's their own individual journey, I guess, or we're all on our own individual journey. And, you know, for him, I do think that there are some better days ahead of him, but he's just, right now, he's not the finished product. And I guess there's, you know, a fair amount of discussion, debate, or you know, just the general wonder of, well, it's kind of tough to see it when the club has so many other things it's trying to get right. And I think that's probably where some of the frustration comes in, not only for fans, not only for, you know, anybody watching, but for Spencer Strider himself. He is hyper aware of what his inability to cover innings or, you know, give the Braves the starts that he feels that he should be able to the point where, I mean, he has already said, you know, Bryce Elder having to be sent out so he could come back if he's not going to pitch well. That's just one of the many things that he's recognizing. So, again, I guess to beat a dead horse as much as I can, because there's just not a better answer. He's just going to have to pitch through it, and we just don't know how long that'll take before we start to see those real, tangible, turn-the-corner type results. But he's got the ability to do it. He's just got to find that again.
Grant McCauley, our guest, guys, talking Braves. Braves D-backs again tonight. Chris Sale on the hill. So last night, Grant, one run. Check that. It is late in the game, and I'm talking about where we had two on in that that game, or that situation where Ozuna's up to hit. He hits one to, you know, the fence, and obviously they make the play. And it's just a microcosm of where we've been with these moments of two out, two on. We need a big knock. And, Grant, I think you mentioned this, but, you know, in 22 when we set all those records offensively, those were givens. It's almost like we just expected it, because every time, it didn't matter who was up, we were going to come up in a big spot. This year, that has been the real struggle, right? Two out, two on. That's just an example. It could be two out, one on. But we don't get that hit.
No, I mean, you get spoiled by a year like 2023. And I have said for a lot of people, I mean, it is the outlier. You're not going to set a record every year for what you do offensively with home runs or your run scored, all those kind of things. But, you know, Marcelo Ozuna scalded that baseball to the center field wall. A home run in seven out of the 30 parks. This wasn't one of the seven, unfortunately, so it was dragged in on a nice running catch by Alec Thomas, who's a pretty good center fielder too. But those are the kind of things that aren't going right for the Braves. You use the word microcosm. It's certainly that. I told somebody that earlier today. It just feels like even when they do have that moment where maybe it's going to happen, it just doesn't quite get up and out over the wall. And, you know, that's just one of the many times this year. And I've talked about a lot of the runners in scoring position struggles. I know you guys have as well. Going through the whole month of May with one home run with runners in scoring position, it doesn't happen until the 29th of the month. They haven't hit a three-run homer in 35 games. They haven't hit a grand slam all year. I mean, the big hits, the big knocks, the big offense, none of that stuff is there, and they're all aware of it. I talked to Austin Riley for quite a little while before the game today, and I'm going to play that discussion on From the Diamond this weekend about collectively, individually, what they're doing, what they expect, and what they're carrying with them to the plate. Everybody knows, from the guys, you know, that are selling the tickets to the folks buying the tickets to the fans, the players, the opposing team. I think everybody's aware that the Braves are going through it right now, and they've just got to continue to work and have some consistency that hopefully will turn into results. But it has been going on for a while, and it has been weighing on people for a very long time, and you're starting to see the frustration, slamming bats and things in the club, in the dugout. You don't see that very often from this team.
Grant McCauley's with the guys as the Braves, you know, just are as aggravating as you're going to hear in the soundbite. We're going to have a Brian Snicker coming up in a minute where he just literally seems like he is beyond the pale on this one. Grant, if things do continue to tailspin, there's some value for Sean Murphy. And with Drake Baldwin continuing to rake through two runners out the other night or last night, I'd love to get Murphy off the roster, get the salary off the roster, get some assets for it. If not to turn things around this year, the big picture, restock the farm system. Is that something that might become viable if the slide continues?
I don't think so. The one reason I would say that I don't think so, I mean, could anybody be traded? Sure. I mean, it's fair. The Braves don't give out no trade clauses for exactly that reason. But I think that when they made the choice to give out these deals, they did, I think, enter into an implicit agreement that, hey, we want you here. That's why we're signing you to this deal. If you start trading off one, two, three, or more of these guys, which I'm not, and you're not saying to sell them all off,
right?
But then you start to wonder, well, can we ever get people to sign these deals again if they know that in a couple of years we'll trade them away and they're perhaps leaving money on the table they would have gotten in free agency to sign an extension with us? That's the kind of optics that you have to at least keep in mind with this. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody can't get traded, that they won't trade them. It would just have to be the perfect storm, and maybe what you're describing would be the perfect storm. And Drake Baldwin certainly complicates the decision behind the plate. You didn't have Drake Baldwin a couple of years ago. you had William Contreras, but the Braves had their doubts about his ability to be the receiver that he has become in Milwaukee. I don't think they want to make that same mistake twice, so it could be a really fascinating decision, to your point, Mike, what they eventually decide to do, because I do think catcher's a two-man job, but can you get enough at-bats for the guys that really need them? And right. The guy that's, I think, been one of your best hitters all year, and Drake Baldwin.
Yeah, he's raking. It's Grant McCauley, guys, talking about the Braves. What about tonight? Look, I'd love to say Chris Sale's going to shut these guys down, hold them to two runs. But we still got to score, and that's the issue. So, you know, I don't want to put that juju out there and that pressure on Chris, even though he knows tonight he feels like, I'm sure every time out, Grant, that he's got to be that guy, especially after Strider last night. And you just feel like, okay, Strider and Sale, we're going to get those dubs. And last night was not the case. I know Sale is feeling that tonight.
Yeah, I think Chris Sale is the ultimate stopper, too. And you need one of those guys on your staff that can come out there, no matter what has been the case, whether you just won, you know, your 10th game in a row or lost your 10th game in a row, you know exactly what you're getting from that guy. And you do, I think, with Chris Sale. Now, can he have a bad day just like anybody else? Yes, but you have to feel pretty good about how he's been trending after the what I'd call slower start to the season. It took a minute to kind of get in the groove. He's looked like the vintage Chris Sale, a sub-150 ERA, I believe, since late April. The Braves pitching staff overall, I mean, I posted this on X earlier today, a 3.25 ERA since May the 1st, but the Braves are 16-19 over that stretch, thanks in large part to losing 9 out of 12 here recently. And you just kind of look at it and say, well, how is that? And, Carl, they've scored 3.7 runs per game over that stretch. So the margin for error is none. Even with the good pitching, you're right, they got to score. Can the offense wake up and do what it needs to do, find a big inning, rough up a starting pitcher, get into the bullpen early? Those were the attributes of the Braves lineup not too long ago, and they've got to get back to that, quite frankly. They've got 103 games to do it, but it might as well start tonight if they want to start a positive trend and get on the right track.
Grant, great job as always. We will talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a dub and maybe some momentum here. Thanks so much, Grant.
Yep, that would be refreshing. Look forward to it.
All right, that's Grant McCauley. By the way, Allie is walking out, Mike, with her lovely daughter. She is a Green Bay fan, and she heard us talking, and she goes, when are we going to talk about the Packers? And I said, what? And she goes, go, Pack, go. And then I said, oh, you're from Green Bay, see? And then her daughter, look at her little cute daughter.
Oh, that's so cute.
Her daughter then goes, go, Pack, go. I said, oh, you're teaching her early, huh?
You know, we could have had Matt LaFleur as our OC, Carl.
We
had a great defense at 17, guys, but Dan Quinn didn't have.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Have the nuggets to go with our quarterbacks coach's OC. Not that I'm bitter.
Hey, man, want to remind you guys, Friday afternoon, we're getting your weekend started off right. Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Join us 2 to 6 for great food and drinks. And we'll set the stage for the weekend's NBA Finals action. That's us, guys. Dukes and Bell live, 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. All right, we're coming back. I got to tell you about a conversation I had that led to an argument that made no sense to me, okay? And I'm going to let you hear Brian Snicker, who has no answers. No answers. Stay right there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.